embracing diversity and understanding different culture is a powerful way to build bridges and foster global harmony. Hello explorers, welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, where you and I explore our real self. First of all, thank you so much for choosing this podcast to be your friend. First of all, I want to thank all my podcast listeners and all my podcast friends that are supporting me. I got such a good response on my last episode and I'm very thankful and I really appreciate it. This gives me a lot of motivation and I will try my level best in this. Well, I know it's been so hot outside and you and I both are craving for some vacation where the weather is something like cool and fresh. From this, I have a question for you, like, what is your dream place to visit? Like, the vacations and weekend is going on and I know that so many of you are planning to visit different places around the world and that's why I choose this topic for today. You know, please drop your comment in reviews. Well, if you ask me about my dream place, then actually I have a very long list, but the priorities are Shishamved, Shikhar Dheep, Gomteshwar Bahubali, Vrindavan, the most beautiful, you know, or magical eternal place, even though I visited there, but my heart is not stopping from thinking about Shri Vrindavan. And yes, another one is Dwarka, Mount Kailash, Shillong, and yes, BDS home, Seoul of South Korea, and like many more places. I know that you must be thinking that why I am suddenly talking about your and my dream place. It's because we are going to explore the cultures and traditions of some countries and continents today. Don't you think that this theme is interesting for today's gossip? Because I think it's perfect time, you know, when so many people are going on trip or planning to visit different places all around the world. You know, like every state of the globe has its cultural traditions. Additionally, traditions and culture represent, you know, the mindsets of people of the country, like their history, religions, beliefs, and way of life. And I also think that somewhere, additionally, most of the tourists compare their culture and the place or country they came to visit. In some countries, hand gestures, facial expressions, behaviors, and you know, the traditional practices are the same, but at the same time, they are very different. So travelers need to know the culture they are about to engage in. And yes, that's why I and you will be diving deep into the enchanting world of diverse cultures, uncovering unique customs and you know, learning about the vibrant traditions that shape our global society. So grab your headphones and yes, let's get started. Well, our first stop on this cultural adventure take us to India. First of all, namaste to all the Indians and all the peoples around the world. As you know that India is known for its various cultures, traditions, food, and royal look. And yes, that's why India's culture and traditions are vibrant, that weaves together a multitude of colors, flavors, and beliefs. From the majestic palace of Rajasthan to the tranquil Blackwater of Kerala, each region, you know, unfolds a unique story of custom and rituals. The rich tapestry of Indian culture encompasses mesmerizing dance from like Kathakali and Bharatanatyam, captivating folk music and the melodious strains of classical rags. Festival like Holi, you know, known as the Festival of Colors, marks the arrival of spring. People joyfully throw vibrant powders and you know, water at each other, symbolizing the triumph of good over evil. You know, as you all know that I am Indian and I live in the major part where Holi is celebrated at a very large, you know, a very huge scale, especially at the Braj. Braj is the area where the, you know, Radha and Shri Radha and Shri Krishna lived in Vrindavan. And yes, that's why Holi is, that is one of the major reason of playing Holi in Braj. And I always wanted to visit Vrindavan and Barsana at the time of Holi. Holi is, you know, kind of festival which brings loved ones close again at the very huge break after Diwali especially. And yeah, Holi plays a very important role in every Indian heart, you know, especially. And I really like Holi a lot. And now I will talk about the, then we have Diwali, the festival of lights, where families illuminate their homes with oil lamps to celebrate the victory of light over darkness. These traditions reinforce, you know, the importance of unity and the trump of positivity in our life. You know, Diwali is one of the major or main festival in India. From the Dashera, it started the more festivals, and the last one, the major last one festival in India is Diwali. And Diwali is something which is, you know, very bright, and we made rangolis and we decorate our houses like a bride. And yeah, it is, I think that it is one of the most beautiful moments of our life. If we see, the Diwali is have different reasons to celebrate by different religion. Like according to Vaishnavs, and they celebrate Diwali because Ramji and Mata Sita came back to their palace after 14 years of Vanvas. And if we see according to the point of view of Jainism, then Diwali is celebrated because on this day our Lord Mahavira got enlightenment. And yes, we also do the puja and we serve our deities of Shri Ganesh and Mata Lakshmi mainly. And now we have other festivals like Lohri, Janmashtami, Parvushan Parv, Mahavir Jayanti, Shivratri, and many more festivals. If I basically talk about the Indian's culinary heritage, is equally, you know, diverse with aromatic spices infusing dishes like biryani, dosas, and, you know, curries with a dazzling burst of flavors. Above all, the warmth and hospitality of the Indian people create an enduring bond that always welcome visitors with open arms. So yeah, if I talk about the Indians' culture and traditions are you know, testament to the country's rich history, boundless creativity, and deep-rooted values that make it a, you know, truly enchanting and extraordinary land. I must say that India's is absolutely mesmerizing. India truly knows how to celebrate life and exuberance and spirituality. So if you are planning to visit India, then yes, we always welcome you. Well, from this, I want to share that I will make separate episode on India's culture and tradition. What do you say? So now our next stop on this cultural adventure take us to the heart of Africa, especially to the Maasai tribe in Kenya. I searched it on Google and, you know, it shows that the Maasai people are known for their distinctive red clothing and intricate beadwork. But their traditions go much deeper. They have like the privilege of speaking with Naima, a Maasai elder who will share her insights into the tribe's custom and rituals. As a Maasai, their culture revolves around communal living and respect for nature, which is really, really, you know, beautiful and good thing. I must say that we believe in they believe in preserving their land and honoring their ancestors through ceremonies and storytelling. I must say that this is thing is so heartwarming, and yeah, their warriors perform the adumu, also known as the jumping dance, which symbolizes strength and coming of age. It's a, you know, a way for young men to demonstrate their bravery and readiness for marriage. I think that this is something which is like really fascinating, you know, the Maasai tribe's commitment to their traditions and harmony with nature is, you know, truly inspiring for our humans, you know. Our next destination takes us to Japan, a country steeped in ancient customs and a harmonious way of life. And as we all know that Japan is also known as for its advanced technology. So, if I talk about Japan, then yes, in Japan, I know that its very tradition and modernity coexist in a beautiful balance, you know. I see in most of the vlogs that Japan has a, you know, very traditional buildings and also the modern touch. And that's why it coexists, I think. They have tea ceremonies where every moment is meticulously choreographed, you know, emphasizing mindfulness and tranquility. Traditional festivals like the dazzling hanami during cherry blossom season, I really like cherry blossom, you know, bring communities together to celebrate the ephemeral beauty of nature. And of course, there's the art of origami, where paper folding becomes a meditative practice. This is something interesting, I must say. The artistry and attention to details in Japanese culture are truly captivating. Now, let's travel across the Atlantic to immerse ourselves in the vibrant culture of Brazil. In Brazil, they express their passion and energy through music, dance, and festivals. The samba, with its infectious rhythm, is the heartbeat of their nation. You know, during Carnival, the street comes alive with colorful parades, elaborate costumes, and rhythmic drumming. It's, you know, a time when people from all walks of life come together to celebrate their diversity and embrace the joy of living. The vibrancy and unity showcased in Brazil's culture expression are, you know, truly awe-inspiring, if I say. And now our last stop is South Korea. Well, how can I forget about the town from where our seven normal boys came from? Well, if armies are listening to it, then they will catch my words, definitely. If I talk about the South Korea, then South Korea's culture, you know, is and traditions are a captivating blend of ancient heritage and modern dynamism, just like Japan, you know, rooted in Confucianism and Buddhism. It cherishes you know, respect, harmony, and a deep connection to nature. I watch it on several vlogs. And it actually gives so much, you know, historical and modernized vibe if we go into the modern city of South Korea, like Seoul. But at the same time, if we go into the, you know, village like Busan and other villages as well, then yes, it obviously shows the historical thing. And now the tradition practices that South Korea's culture, such as hanbok, the elegant Korean attire, and the graceful art of taekwondo, reflect the country's emphasis on grace and discipline. From the mesmerizing performance of traditional dance like the fan dance and the drum dance to the intricate art of poetry and, you know, the calligraphy. South Korea's cultural traditions enchant the senses. And I want to share this as well, that I also, you know, had a tuition of calligraphy in my early, you know, school days. Actually, that was the holiday homework for my project. Yeah. Well, festivals such as Lunar New Year and, you know, Harvest Festival, Chuseok, bring families together, honoring ancestors and celebrating the cycles of nature. Additionally, if I say that it's contemporary popular culture known as Hallyu or the Korean Wave has gained global recognition through K-pop music, K-dramas and vibrant street fashion. I think that K-pop and K-drama plays a very huge role in, you know, spreading the culture of South Korea, especially in today's world, you know. And yes, it's the culture and tradition embody a harmonious blend of old and new, offering a glimpse into a country that embraces, you know, its rich heritage while embracing the possibilities of the future. So our journey around the world has taken us through Africa, Asia and South America, but there are countless more cultures and traditions waiting to be explored. If you want me to cover your country, your continent, then please share your view or your country name on Twitter or DM me on Instagram so that I can cover it and explore with you all. And yes, remember, embracing diversity and understanding different culture is a powerful way to build bridges and foster global harmony. So let's keep exploring, keep learning, and keep celebrating the rich tapestry of humanity. Well, that's wrap up today's episode of Cultural and Traditions Crossroads. Thank you once again for joining me on this adventurous journey. If you enjoyed my exploration of different cultures and traditions, be sure to subscribe to my podcast for more captivating episodes. And yes, please share your reviews with me and follow, share, rate this podcast for future gossips. Till then, remember, new thing leads to new exploration. Until next time, keep embracing the beauty of our world's cultural mosaic. Safe travels and see you soon with new episodes to explore. Bye-bye.